Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
And I'm proud to be on this peaceful piece of property. I'm on sacred ground and I'm in the best of company.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. So recently, a Rasmussen survey found that 63% of Americans consider socialism a threat to America's founding ideals. And obviously, this is one topic that Democrats and certainly their presidential hopefuls will not be talking about. With us now is a regular guest. We've had him on before. Mark Meckler is with us to kind of talk about this. Now, Mark, I appreciate you coming on. You're a regular opinion editor from the Daily Caller, and you can give us some insight on this. Mark, thanks for joining us.
Always great to be with you, John. Thanks for having me.
So let me ask you a question. I mean, we've had 20 years of socialism in Venezuela. We've had, obviously, Nicaragua, you know, is another example of a failed state under socialism. And you know the old story, you know, what did socialists have before candles? And the answer is electricity. So my question is, why all of a sudden do Democrats and the left seem to think that this is the panacea, this is the answer? Oh, let's be socialists.
Well, I think because when you look at the core of Democratic policies, or at least Democratic talking points, they're always about what makes people feel good. It's not about substance. It's not about facts and reality. It's really about what can we say that makes people feel like we care or makes people feel good about us. And socialism, when they talk about it, is all about taking stuff from people who have it and giving it to people who don't. That makes them feel good. They taking care of the poor, taking care of the infirm. These are things, by the way, that are all Christian ideals, conservative Christian ideals, but they're taken away conceptually by the left.
Yeah, but that, I mean, that joke is, and it is a joke, but it's a perfect illustrative example. I mean, the regime in Venezuela, for example, nationalized the electricity sector about a dozen years ago. And today in Venezuela, blackouts are literally a daily occurrence. So it's a perfect example of the socialist state. And yet you have, I mean, if you look at the Green New Deal, you look at, well, their every Democrat candidate's presidential platform includes socialist ideas. In fact, this same Rasmussen survey says that 4 in 10 Americans view socialism favorably. How is that even possible?
Well, I think it's possible, and to give them cut them a little bit of slack, it's possible because if you look at what our education system is teaching them, or more importantly, what it's not teaching them, is if you talk to young people today, and by that I mean, say, folks under 30, and you ask them who is Mao, who is Pol Pot, who was Stalin, how many people died under communist and socialist regimes in the modern era, they don't know any of those things. They're literally not taught any of those things. So I'm a little bit older. I'm 57 years old. I grew up in an era when we learned about the USSR existed when I was alive. Most kids today, most younger people today don't even know about the USSR. They don't know about communism. They don't know about the global scale of the tragedies imposed upon humans and the suffering imposed upon humans by socialism and communism. So all they know of socialism, they think Finland or Denmark or Sweden. And frankly, those are not even socialist countries.
So is that really what the root of this is? Is it, I mean, obviously the easy answer would be it's because you have congresswomen from New York whose only qualification is that they were a bartender. But does it go to more than that? Is it that our education system is dumbing down? Is it a common core problem? Is it really as simple as our education system is failing to educate?
I actually think it is that simple, and this is not a mistake, and it's not a failure to educate. It's an intentional indoctrination. You know, and some people will say this is conspiracy theory. A few years ago, if I had said this, people would have just said I was crazy. But this goes back to the early Marxists. There's a Marxist philosopher by the name of Alexander Gramsci, and these guys started talking about the march through the institutions, that the way to take down the capitalist system in the Western world was not through direct conflict, but to infect the institutions with this ideology, and then eventually the ideology would infect the entire society. And that's what we have here. Marxism, socialism are now openly taught as the way to be in our institutions. I have a son who's 24 years old, just came out of the Marine Corps. And while he was in the Marine Corps, he got his undergraduate degree and he was taking courses online. And in his online college courses, they were presenting Marxism as the right system of governance for human beings. Not critically, not looking at it empirically, what's it done in the world, but literally just unequivocally, this is the way things should be. His professor was an open, professed Marxist. So this is what our kids are being taught without any critique of these systems.
So let's take it one step further. You have, I mean, looking at the 2020 election, then you have one candidate, you have President Trump, who says openly, America will never be a socialist country. And you have probably one of the candidates, one of the 20, I don't know however many, over two dozen now, who are advocating, some of them, Bernie, an avowed Democrat socialist. I mean, if you had to make a prediction, how do you think that pans out?
Okay, I don't think it plays well in the long run for the people. I don't think the people buy it, and here's why. You know, you quoted the polling. There's about 40% roughly of people who think socialism is a good thing and like the idea of socialism. If you look at the numbers behind that polling, I've dug into the crosstabs and looked at there's other questions they ask. If you ask people what socialism leads to, what they'll tell you, about two-thirds of those people will tell you that it leads to less government and lower taxes. Now, we know that's just factually incorrect. In fact, socialism itself is intended to be a government takeover of the economy where the means of production are owned by the government, right, on behalf of all the people, so to speak. That's the way they posit. That's not what people think socialism is. This sounds funny. It's a little bit sad, but a significant portion of the people who you ask what socialism is say it has something to do with social media. Literally. So they literally, John, they have no idea what it means. So what's going to happen is as these debates unfold, you see the number 63% of Americans say it's incompatible with fundamental American ideals. As soon as people start to realize exactly what socialism is and the more it's discussed, I think this is very healthy, the less people will support socialism.
Well, yeah, and I think at some point they begin to realize that ultimately you start running out of other people's money, that you could, the Joe the plumbers out there finally start to figure it out that eventually the rich people go away and you start running out of other people's money you can take from, and that's why the system fails. But we may have to come to a point when that happens.
There's something I'm even more broadly hopeful about. When you look at millennials, which everybody complains about the millennial generation, there's plenty to complain about, but let me tell you what's great about the millennial generation. More than any generation before them, they believe that it's their responsibility to help fix the world. This is statistical, more than in polling, more than any other generation before them, they believe that they should sacrifice to make the world a better place. So this is a generation that's willing to put their money where their mouth is, their time where their mouth is. They have some of the wrong ideals, but they're learning. Remember, this is also a generation that is as entrepreneurial as any generation before them. And they believe in, this is the generation that believes in forming a company, building it up, the next great app, becoming a millionaire, becoming a billionaire. They're not against that stuff. So they have a bunch of ideals that are very compatible with and supportive of conservative, Christian, and business ideology, capitalist ideology. So I think as this generation matures and goes through the life process, you're going to see more and more conservatism. And one last thing, the generation behind them is the most conservative generation we've seen in several generations.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. And they also tend to be very pro-life, which I think bodes well for us as well. So let's just hope it stays that way. Well, Mark, I appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. And let's just hope we keep fostering the 60% and that the 40% wises up. How's that?
That sounds great. It's always great to be with you, John.
I appreciate you. Thanks for taking your time tonight, Mark.
Well, thank you. Bye-bye.
It is always great to have Mark on and to have that kind of insight from him. And we, I've talked to him. He's going to be a somewhat, we're not going to have him too regular, but we're going to have him on periodically because I really appreciate his insights. Speaking of insights, we have been flooded with responses to our White Rhino contest, and I really appreciate it. The legislature goes back next week for Signy Die, so next Sunday, we will share with you the results of our White Rhino, and we will reward the winner of the, we will announce the winner of the White Rhino Award. If you do want to get it in, you can still get a nomination in. You can submit that through via Facebook and email to john@knssradio.com. So if you want to nominate your representative or senator for their abysmal voting record, you can do so. Also want to let you know, coming up next week, we've got a fantastic lineup for you, and I will share who that fantastic lineup is with you in the next hour. So stick around. We have a great, great lineup for you next week's episode. You will be, we're very excited. We are very, very excited to let you know who our guest is next week. Stick around. When we get back, Representative Christy Williams will be with us. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.